First of all, you were born in Lake Charles or outside of Lake Charles in the country?
Yes, way out in the country.
What was the place called?
It was closer to Homewood, a small place called Homewood. Actually, what I remember of Homewood is the big building there, and that's Homewood, you know. But that was years ago. Well, not too many years ago, you know. 39 and holding, you know, years ago.
And your family were rice farmers.
My dad was a rice farmer, and he farmed when he lived in Louisiana. When we lived in Louisiana, he didn't farm rice. He sharecropped at that time. But when we moved to Texas, I was about 9 years old when we moved to Texas. And there, he was a rice farmer, and not a small one, a very big rice farmer. And, I learned to do some cooking with my mom because we had hired hands to help my dad with the crop, and so we had to cook for those men. And I learned to not just cook, I learned to clean and wash and everything else at an early age.
And drive a tractor.
Drive a tractor, that is correct. Yes. As a teenager, I drove a tractor because during the World War II, when my dad was farming, a lot of the young men were being drafted into the service and was going... going to war. And so my dad had to use all the help that he could possibly get his hands on. So, of course, being from a family of seven children, he had seven helpers there. And I wanted to drive a tractor. I didn't want to do the other work that they wanted me to do. And my father said, "You can't drive because you don't know how." But little did he know that I was cheating. I'd follow my brother in the evening when he'd bring the tractor into the yard for the evening, and I'd say to him, "Let me drive." He said, "You can't." And I said, "Well, teach me." So I learned with my brother when my dad wasn't there. And finally, when my dad found out that I could drive, of course, that was my biggest mistake. He said, "Well, good, then you take one of the men's place in the field."
And your family all spoke French, right? That was your first language.
First language, French. French speaking, and actually it was years and years and years before my mom learned to speak English. Actually, it was after, all the children were in school and we were able to communicate at that point in time with each other at home in English that my mom learned. Of course, my dad always was able to manage to speak enough English to do his business. Mm-hmm. And of course, the more he spoke with the men in the field, well, the better he learned.